Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all this, my God, beautiful Friday morning. I thank God for you, and I give honor to Christ, who the head of our life. I'm telling you right now, I know it's a position and change in your life. It's a position of change in the spirit realm concerning you. Why? Because you are eager. You are driven, my God, for something better, and you are not going to allow anything to get in your way, my God, for you could receive or achieve what God has for you. I want to send a special shout out to our families and friends, my God, and we give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to the head of our life. We thank our Lord and Savior. Amen. Send a shout out to my wife and ABM family. God bless you, special ones that took us in as a social media family. We thank God for each and every one of you, and it's always a blessing, my God, to commune with each and every one of you. And I just give honor to the Christ that, my God, that you are positioned and you are willing to be communed to. Amen. We're going to send a shout out to our families and friends all over the world, internationally. We thank God for our families and friends internationally. Norway, we give God of glory for you. My God, United Kingdom, we thank God for you. South Africa is always a blessing, my God Almighty. Egypt, Europe, it's always a blessing for you to come on and also commune with us in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. And right here in our families and friends in the United States of America, you know that we love you and we're going to embrace and we thank God that you get up and commune with us, whatever part of time change or wherever part of the world you at, you just tune in, you download. It's very honored that you are doing so. We average in 300 downloads a week, and I know that it's something blessing your heart, blessing your soul, and we thank God that we are able to get into your life, my God, to help you to get to the next phase or help you to see something that you can begin and continue to grow in the spirit of the living God. It is a blessing. It's always a blessing what God is doing. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, change is here. Change is not coming. Change is already here. The thing about it is you just have to accept it. And once you accept the change, my God, you'll realize that change been here the whole entire time. Amen. Growth, my God Almighty, things that God has for you, things that you got to achieve. Sometimes it doesn't feel good because of change, but guess what? My God, you have to go through it, and you stay strong. You stay unmovable. You stay unshakable. You stay into the will of the Lord and don't allow anything to stop you. Amen? It's a blessing that God chose you. He chose you. You to walk in his will. Amen. Father, we thank you on this morning that you done took us into a place of change. You took us into a place within you, God. We thank you this morning, God, that it is so, that it will be so, that you are doing, my God Almighty, a new thing, and you already have done a new thing within us. We definitely going to continue to give you the praise, and we're going to continue to give you the honor. God, we thank you for this morning as we demand and we command, God, this morning that it's going to sprue out everything that you are impregnated with for this set timing, for this set the day with our name on it. So everything today in this atmosphere and in our life that been impregnated before we was even born into this world, that today, this set timing, this today, my God, that we've been impregnated with, that it give a birth unto the things of the Lord that he has for us. So therefore, we command and we demand in the spirit realm that things that the atmosphere in the spirit realm is ready to give a birth to the day, because God already prophesied, he already spoke into existence about this day. So this day, as we come together in the presence of the living God, we speak forth the things that God already predestined for us in our life, regardless of whatever it is, regardless of, my God, the things that God have for us, we speak forth it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak forth our healing. We speak forth, my God, our miracles. We speak forth our release of that the heavens done release into our life. We speak forth now in the name of Jesus. It's not for our enemies or even the adversary to make whole our blessings and whole our miracles that God has for us hostage. We speak forth it now because it was already, my God, predestined before we even enter into this world. God already knew this time. He already knew this season. He already knew the different things that he was releasing me in this time. So therefore, we command our spirits, we command our mind to line up into the things of God, to line up into the will of God, because today we are confessing that we are blessed regardless of what it looks like. We are delivered regardless of what situation might come up in our life. We are set free regardless of how we feel or what individual might think or what individual might look at us. We shall be free, and free indeed we shall be free in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we declare and we decree that the things of the atmosphere in heaven that it got my name on it, and every package that has my name on it, has your name on it, it will be delivered in the name of Jesus without any hindrance, without anything holding it down in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that today is a new beginning from yesterday, from day before yesterday. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep stepping regardless of who fall off, regardless who get discouraged, regardless who turn left, regardless who want to back up. But God, we thank you that you've given us the willpower to stay focused, to keep moving, keep going within you. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We say yes unto today. And I know that somebody this morning over here in the Eastern Standard Time, you can give God a yes. You can give God a praise. You can magnify his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. You go ahead and magnify him. You declare and decree this morning because heaven is already have a blessing with your name on it before you was even born. Heaven already knew this set timing, this set place that is in your life before you was even born. I tell you this morning that you declare, you decree in your situation, in your home, everything around you, that I will going to continue on my fresh start. I will continue on my new start. I'm not going to allow anything to stop me, anything to block me. I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm not going to get worried. I'm going to hold on to God, my God Almighty. I heard a mother say, I will hold on to God unchanging hand. And I know that many of you listening right now, that you holding on to God unchanging hand. Man, they could change hands on you. You better hear me. My God, your employer or boss, they could change hands on you. But one thing that we found out, that God has an unchanging hand. Friends could change hands on you. Family could change hands on you. But God has an unchanging hand. And I will hold on to God unchanging. Will you hold on to God unchanging hand? God, we give you glory. Our soul say yes. Our spirit say yes. Our mind say yes. We say yes to your will. We say yes to you. We've been anointed for this. We've been equipped for this. We're going to keep walking in this, and no weapon that is formed, we are not going to worry about it, because by this time in our life, this time in our spiritual walk, we understand that it's not going to prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody need to give God a hallelujah this morning. My God Almighty, I give him the glory. We give him the praise. You better shake yourself no matter what it is. You better shake yourself no matter what it looks like. You better shake yourself regardless who's not walking with you, who decided not to walk with you. Baby, you better shake yourself, because what God has for you, it is for you, and you need to make up in your mind that it's no devil in hell going to stop for what God has for me. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel somebody's going to be revived. In the name of Jesus, I prophesied this morning. I prophesied in this morning. I prophesied in the atmosphere, even in your atmosphere, that a revival going to break out in your spirit. A revival going to break out in your mind. A revival going to break down all over you. You need to give God a praise. You need to give God a shout. Reunite them, Holy Ghost. Burn them with the holy fire in the name of Jesus. We give you your glory. We prophesy. Everything that tries to die and beginning to die around us, we prophesy that it shall live and it shall not die, because God don't spoke life. God don't predest our life. God don't spoke life and it shall live and not die. And I tell you something this morning. Your mind is going to live and not die. Every promise that God told you, it's going to live and not die. No man, no women, nobody can not kill what God don't predestine to live. They'll live and not die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God Almighty, I tell you today, you need to see yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I don't care how hard it may be, I don't care who with you, who not with you, you shall live and not die, and every promise that God done said, it shall be the aim and amen. It is so.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name. Somebody bless me to bless his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. My God Almighty, it ain't only what I think about the goodness of Jesus. It's much more than that. My God, it's much more than what I think about it. When I see the goodness of Jesus, when I see my family, when I see myself, when I take a look at who I am today, when I take a look at what God done brought me today, when I take a look at what God done done for me today, it ain't about what I see, it's about what God done brought me, it's about what God done take me. I can't do nothing but give God a praise. I can't do nothing but glory for God. Is there anybody got a shout in your belly? Do you got a will in your spirit? Are you going to stand no matter what and declare the promise of God for your life, for your home, for your ministry, who you are, because God got it with your name on it, and it's nothing that nobody, it's nothing that no devil, it's nothing that no man can do anything but you go ahead in the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and praise this name, because this name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Mother Jackson's name is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you right now, my God, his name is worthy to be. I want to talk to some strong-minded individuals. Listen, we don't have time You don't have time in this form or walk in your life to deal with individual when the things get hot, they want to jump. When the things get hot, they need you cold. You need to talk to some strong-minded individuals that you've been anointed, you've been appointed for this, regardless of whatever the enemy want to throw, regardless of whatever the enemy want to bring in your life, in your home, or on your job. You need to tell it, I've been anointed for this, and all I'm waiting on is the set timing of God. And when the set timing of God get here, you got to believe we're going to have a grand time. Him. Somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. It will be hallelujah. So. Because God done prophesied it through your life before you was even born. He seen this day right now today. Before you was even created, he already knew this day. So therefore, we declare and decree whatever the atmosphere have for us today, we shall receive it. We shall take the meaning of it. It will be so in the name of Jesus. Is there any blessed folks on this line this morning? Holler at your boy in the spirit that you know you're blessed without a shadow of doubt. It's not because of what somebody told you. Somebody don't prophesy to you. Somebody don't put in your spirit. It's because when you look in the mirror and you see where you're at, you know without a shadow of doubt, I'm nowhere where I used to be. I'm nowhere where I came from. I'm not a product of the hood. I'm not a product of poverty. I'm not a product of lack. I'm not a product of rejection. I'm not a product of destruction. I'm not a product of depression. I'm not a product, my God Almighty, of low self-esteem or suicide. I'm a product of the Most High. And blessed He is, and blessed I am. I shall, you shall walk into the name of the Lord. I feel a revival breaking out in my soul. I feel a revival breaking out in the spirit. I feel a revival breaking out in the atmosphere. I feel a revival breaking out in you. What God has, what God said, it will be so. You go ahead and give Him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You give Him the praise. Oh, you got to feel, my God, excuse me for the day. My God, because on last night, my God, God don't pull something in me to re-energize me. I'm telling you, saint, when you get heavy, you got to learn how to go to God. Because God is easy in His life. He will give you an antidote that's going to give you something, put a spine in your step, give you a new mindset, give you a new walk. My God Almighty, He's going to put another drive inside of you like never before. Folks, when you walk with God, He's going to give you everything that you need. When anybody try to tear you down, or if you ever been to a place to where life try to tear you down, life decision, your decision, friends, family, you got all kinds of stuff going on, baby, let me tell you something. We don't stand it all week. Have you trust in the Lord? I'm going to trust in the Lord. Y'all better hear me until I, my God Almighty, until I die. You might need something that Pastor Smith talked about all the time. A checkup from the neck up. Amen. A checkup from the neck up. My God, I know you notice five things that is wrong with you, but baby, you need to check and see you still got a praise in your belly. You need to check and see you still got joy in your soul. Check and see that it's peace still in your spirit. You go ahead and get that checkup from the neck up and just glorify His holy name. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. My God, I give Him honor and I give Him the glory. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost, and you are blessed. You're going to always be blessed, and it's nothing that anybody or anything can do anything about it, because God done predestined. He done set it for your life. It will be so. You need to get to the point to believe, amen, to believe, my God, that I am blessed, amen, and I'm going to stay blessed, and I'm going to walk into the blessings of the Lord. Now, I want you to understand this. Blessed. And because you are blessed, that doesn't mean things is not going to come. come your way. Because you are blessed, that doesn't mean you're not going to endure things. Because you are blessed, that doesn't mean you're not going to come across things that you're not going to like, you're not going to appreciate, you're not going to be with. But because you are blessed, that doesn't mean you're not going to be one of, you're not going to want to throw in a towel at times. Because you are blessed, that doesn't mean that you do not feel like being bothered at times. Because you are blessed, it doesn't mean that you feel, you don't feel like being disgusted with different things, disgusted with situation, disgusted with the walk of things. But because you are blessed, I just declare and decree that we as saints of God stop going to church playing church. We got to live this thing. We got to walk this thing. Many of us, we got the spiritual realm all down pat. You got the spiritual realm. You know what the word says. We got this here. But do you truly believe it? Not only spiritual, but natural. It's not about what you say out of your mouth, but it's about your actions. Many of your actions be louder than the words that you say. Y'all gonna holler at your boy. Your action will be louder than what you say. You got to understand and know that I am blessed. It doesn't matter. I have the authority. I have the dominion. I have the power. My God, because God gave it to me, and I'm not going to allow nothing to change my situation, to change my attitude, my God, to try to make it into a longitude. My God, for the negative, but not the positive. Because you are blessed, that's why you go through what you go through. God don't need no wimp trying to represent him. He don't need somebody say, I can't take this no more. I'm sick and tired. Because when God, when you tell God that, God say, I've been reminding that I took stripes on you. I took whippings for you. I've been spit on for you. I was faked in the government system, done been lied on, and got a death sentence. Dead man walking on death row. You better hear me. It wasn't about me carrying the cross. I was a dead man walking on the death road because, my God, that I am blessed. If God want to tell you that how blessed he is, he will tell you. That's why the dead man was walking on death road to die on the cross. That's why I had scrapes and wounds on my back, but you can be healed in my name. That's why I've been lied on for the sake of my Lord. That's why I've been spit on, my God Almighty. Because what? Because I am blessed. And if you know you're blessed, you'll know that no weapon, no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, my God, that shall form against you, against your home, it will not. It cannot. It's not going to do what? It's not going to prosper. I need a holler right now in the spirit of realm. I heard this old saying. It's an old saying, my God Almighty. Say, you better fake it than you make it. I know that many of you all over the world, you can understand quotes like that. Fake it until you make it. Baby, I want to tell some of you something that once I came into the things of the Lord and came into his will and came into the walk of the Lord, I'm sorry, I don't need to fake it no more. That's a spirit of deception. I don't have to fake it till I make it. I don't have to fake that I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. All I have to do is walk in the blessing. I know that God is on my side. I don't have to fake like he's on my side. I know without a shadow of doubt that God is on my side. Do you know that God is on your side? Well, brothers, well, sister, well, mothers, well, father, well, aunties, well, cousins, well, baby, them, auntie, them, pookie, them, juicy, them. You don't have to fake it to make anything. You just go ahead and walk it because the way is already made for you. The place is already made for you. The things that God has for you, it's already made for you. You got to understand, God Almighty, because my God, that God could trust me. That's why he could put people before me that got a problem with me, that don't like me. My God Almighty. But guess what? I still walk. I can still hold my head up. I can still look at them and love them. Y'all got to hear me because of what? You know you're blessed, and there ain't nothing that nobody could do about it. Oh, Jesus. When you walk change, as the change maker is walking up on the scene, you better hear me. God will say, I need to move you out the way, my God Almighty, until you're ready to change. How about to hear me? Because I'm not going to allow the change maker to be changed, and the change maker got his feet or her feet or his feet on solid ground. The change maker is here to come and change some stuff. Are you a change maker? Are you a change maker? Do you walk in out? Do you walk on your job? Do you walk in your home? Do you walk in places and ready to make a change and ready to make a difference? My God Almighty, because the change maker gonna show up and they ready to shout. Guess what? The change maker don't even have to say nothing. You don't even have to say nothing. It's your presence alone will say everything for you, because the Bible said if God speaks for you, let me say that again. If God speaks for you, let me say that again. If God speaks for you, who can be against you? See, the problem is we speaking for ourselves. Y'all better hear me this morning. We speaking for ourselves. That's why you got so many folks against you. That's why you got a problem. Amen. Stop now. Stop speaking for yourself and understand you got a power attorney by your side and telling you you don't even have to show up to the courtroom. You go ahead and do everything that you need to do throughout the day. You're going to live your life. I will show up to the courtroom to represent you on your behalf. Baby, you need to stop showing up to the courtroom when you got a power attorney that is representing you, and it's no prepaid legal, it's no public or practice defender trying to practice, my God, to defend me on my behalf. I'm talking about the public, the power attorney that's on paid at all. I'm talking about the power attorney that never lost a case. I'm talking about the power attorney that, my God, when it stands up, when it shows up, even if Zechariah had to understand, my God, and in the book of Zechariah, the enemy had to understand when the power of God shows up, you might as well hush your mouth and be cheated, because one that is representing me got more authority than you. Hallelujah. You now understand that you are blessed. And understand, because you are blessed, that doesn't mean you're going to be immune for going with different things. My God, I can't wait for this Sunday. I really want to dig in. I'm going to dig into an area about when you get your hopes up. My God, because so many folks that got got other trust issues. This is another trust issue. Hope, my God. When you have your hope built up so high, and all of a sudden you get let down or you be disappointed. My God, that's another wall that Satan, people of God, put up. Amen. I hope this going to work out right. I hope this the end of foolishness. I hope this the end of different things. I hope my relationship going to work out. I hope that this marriage is going to keep going. It's going to be prosper. I hope that this is the end of this. I hope that this is the end of drama. I hope now this relationship that I'm putting my trust in, that it's going to work out right and they ain't going to hurt me. I hope that this here. My God, what do you do when your hope get let down and your hope get damaged? Do you stop hoping? My God, I'm about it. Do you stop trusting? Do you stop believing? Many of us, my God, the Bible says faith is the evidence of things that hope for and the evidence of things that not seen. Are you going to stop hoping? Many of saints have gone. You don't believe you're blessed. You're going to always be in a struggle in your mind. You're going to always be in warfare in your mind. You're going to always have a perspective to see, my God. You will never see yourself, but you'll always see somebody else. You will never see your mess or your issue. You'll always see somebody else. Many of you, your hope been let down. Your hope done been let down. You built your hope up in trust at some point in your life, in men and in marriage and women and different things, and your hope, my God Almighty, the done been finished, my God. And now you feel like you're in a struggle. You feel like you're in a black, you're in a battle. You don't know which way to go. I try to hope in here. I hope in there. I try to hope in this. And every time I put my hope in this here, it always lets me down. Now I'm confused. My mind is willing, my God Almighty, but my spirit trying to tell me no. Y'all about to hear me. So now you're in a tug of war, because I hope this gonna work out. I hope this gonna be the way I expect it to be. But guess what? Your hope done been damaged. Your hope done been let down, my God. And after a while, you just keep continuing to get let down and let down and let down, my God Almighty. Now we got the whole world done built up, and you don't realize how blessed you are. You don't realize what God done put in your hand. You don't realize a opposition is not an opposition to attack you anymore. It's an opposition to change somebody's life. It's a blessing now to help change somebody's perspective, to help, my God, sharpen somebody for the kingdom work. My God, it's not no more as an attack. It's more of a blessing, because once you, my God, don't put all your trust in the Lord, the enemy ain't stupid. He's not crazy. Why would he want to attack somebody that understand and know without a shadow of doubt that you are not going to win? I know how to put a whooping on you that you can go to the shower house and wash it off. Y'all better hear me this morning. Where is your hope? Where is your hope? Where is your hope? Many of you said, I've been facing my issues. I faced that, but have you faced the area where your hope done been damaged? Your hope is like the imagination that God done gave you to give you fuel to your vision, to your, my God, to the faith that you have. My God, I hope. A lot of us don't put our hope into man, into situation, but what about God? And now I hope I'm been lost over time, over years. I hope that this is going to be the ministry for me. I hope that this is going to be the new beginning for me. I hope that this is going to be the new start for me. I hope that this is going to be the job for me. I hope this is going to be the work for me. And now your hope is mixed up with unbelief because of the disappointments that you don't have in your life. Oh, my goodness. Now your hope is contaminated. Your hope has been sabotaged. Your hope, my God, the enemy is just working all up in it because of the disappointment that you have over the time. I hope that this person is going to be the person that we can walk hand in hand and walk in agreement with each other. This ain't going to be the person to let me down. This ain't going to be the person to walk away like everybody else walk away. Amen. What about your hope? Many of your hope done been damaged. And because it's been damaged, you cannot move forward in faith with God. You're not moving forward into the things of God. You've been a believer. You've been a skeptic. You're a skeptic first, walking with God and trying to be a believer next. From the part of believer, then you're trying to be, oh, yeah, I got it down pat. Oh, no. It's either you're going to step out on nothing. Y'all better hear me. My God Almighty, step out on nothing. And realize what you stepped out on, it was actually something. Many of your hosts, I wish I had time to dig more into this and really uproot it and updrive it, because the Lord showed me something on last night after he began to refresh my spirit and refresh my mind, give me another wind, another driven, another drive. Amen. Amen. Another drive to keep going. That's what God will do. Then God says, son, many people got an issue because they're looking at situation, their hope been damaged. Their hope is still being damaged, and they need healing in the area of hoping now. Because things happen, and it happened over their life, recurrence issue, that's why they cannot love. And preventing them, regardless how much they acknowledge and they see the issue, but until they hope get repaired, my God, they don't have nothing to hold on to. You know, you remember your hope that you have. I hope you have something to keep you up. You have something to have expectation because your hope was alive. Because of your hope was alive, you got up in the morning with the expectation. You got up in the morning with some type of excitement. You got up in the morning when your hope was alive. You didn't have time to think about what somebody looked like, what somebody doing, how somebody make you feel, what and all that kind of stuff. You just have your baby. I just hope they're gonna get it right. I hope, my God, I'm not looking at who let me down. I'm not looking at if this gonna work out. I just hope, my God, nail biting situation where you're just biting your nail because you hope that this opportunity that you're waiting on, my God, all your life, it's going to work out. It's going to. But guess what? Then you've been disappointed. It did not work out. You crossed your T's, you dotted your I's. You're trying to say, God, what in the world? What happened? I'm just fasting. I thought I'm coming into a place of work. I thought I'm coming into the place within you because I've been hoping. I've been keeping your promise. I've been doing everything that I need to do. My sister is telling. My marriage is telling. Job is telling. Ministry is telling. Career is telling. It seems like I'm telling. God, what do you do when your hope wears out, when your hope is diminished, when now your hope is mixed up with unbelief, because I've been hoping on this to open up for me my whole entire life, but now I can't believe that it's going to possibly happen. It's going to happen for me. Why it's going to happen for me now? Let me put this wall up. Let me put this up to protect my feelings, to protect my heart, to protect my spirit, to protect me. Why would I want to be here, my God Almighty? But because of my hope, my God, I've been damaged. Because of your hope, I've been damaged. It's preventing many of you from moving into your blessed place, into your blessed area, into trusting where you're at, trusting the situation, trusting what God done brought you, trusting in his holy name, trusting in your new start, in your new relationship, in the new place that God don't build you. I prophesied, my God, this morning, and I pray this morning that the areas that your hope done been killed, done been demolished, I prophesied that it will be resurrected. It will be resurrected. It's going to come alive like never before. You're going to start dreaming again. You're going to start hoping again. You're going to start looking forward to things to come forth. You're going to start, my God, having faith and issues again, situations again, in your life again. You're going to start hoping into the things of the Lord. You're going to start hoping into the will of the Lord that you have right. You're never going to look at it as a disappointment. You're never going to look at it as a setback. You're never going to look at it as a failure, but you're going to look at it as an opportunity, what God is trying to get to you, because where your hope is at is where God want to bring you, and you're going to look at every situation no more as a letdown, but it ain't going to be looked at as a let up. It's going to be looked at that I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You're going to do all things through Christ who strengthened you, because you bless, and because your life was blessed, that doesn't mean you was counted out for going through life things. That doesn't mean you was counted out to going through life issues. That doesn't mean you was counted out to going through situations. Because your life blessed, that's why God chose you. He chose you because he knows that 90% of the world, they're not going to enter into this world with a silver and gold spoon or on a silver gold plate. They know 90% of this world going to have to fight to get where they're at right now. They fought for a peace of mind. They fought for their healing. They fought for their where they're at right now, for their financial breakthrough. They fought. And God don't need somebody that never fought for something to help people to go through. Many of you are experiencing that now with President 45. It's not because he's insensitive. When you never been through a struggle on this level, you don't understand what people are under 90% or 95%, if I can say 99% of the peoples of America, peoples in other country, what they're going through. But because God bless you, count it all joy. Count it all joy that he chose you to be a change maker. It's not because God allowed folks to come into your life to do you damage, to do you wrong. He chose you to make a difference in individuals' lives for his name's sake. But because of our hope to mend damage, and we don't develop different issues over our life, it prevents us from doing a job that we need to do. You're all going to face issues until you leave this earth. I don't care where you go or how you try to run, you're not going to be able to run from them. I don't care how many jobs you want to switch. I don't care how many relationships or marriage you want to go to. You're going to face something. But this is the key. To ask God, what I'm facing now, is it ordained by you? Is it your will? Is it my walk that I'm facing what I'm going through? Or is it my walk, my decisions, the way I am, the areas I've been hurt in, areas I've been damaged in, that causing me to experience what I'm experiencing? Count it all joy. Count it all joy. I hope you've been blessed this morning. I really want to dig more into that hope, because I know many of you need to be set free into that, and you need to begin to hope again. I want your hope to come alive. Your hope deals with expectation. Your expectation deals with your belief. Your belief going to enter into your faith. Your faith going to walk in confidence. And I want your hope to be resurrected. I know I've been damaged over the years. Damaged with ministers. Damaged with pastors. Damaged with relationship, husband, wives. Damaged with careers. Damaged with job. Damaged with work employees. Damaged with families. Damaged with friends. Your expectation been damaged. But I pray that you don't live up to man's expectation no more in your life, but you're going to live up to the expectations of the Lord, expectations of God. This is your new turnaround today. New areas done been exposed. And because they've been exposed, I want you to evaluate for your hope to be resurrected. It's nothing wrong with having expectation of being successful. It's nothing wrong with having an expectation that everything you put your hands to work is going to turn to gold. It's nothing wrong with having an expectation into people to make a change. They're going to change. They're going to change for the better. Their life's going to grow. They ministry everything about them to get ready to flourish. But you got to understand, expectation mixed in the process. Mother Helen, Pastor Smith, all of them have been talking about it this week. Expectation. But you got to understand the process that comes with expectation. And you got to understand, because it's expectation, sometimes it doesn't always work out the way you expect it. But it's going to always work out in the will of the Lord. Get back dreaming. Get back expecting. back and spending the best for your family, the best for your home, the best for your church, the best for people. Get back with that drive and take out that unbelief. Shift that unbelief out of your life. In the name of Jesus, it will be so. I hope we said something that blessed your soul. Especially our partners and listen all over the world, our friends and family in South Africa. I hope we said something to be a blessing to you. But you need to get back with the spirit of expectation. Get that back into your life, for you can start expecting. Therefore, you come into the house of God and you don't try to say, well, I need this. No, I expect to have it. I expect the Lord to meet me there. I expect for a turnaround. Y'all better hear me. You get up in the morning. This is how you really command your morning. You get up in the morning with expectation. I expect to be blessed. I expect once I get to the job site, a promotion coming. Everybody got attitudes. Everybody got the, I expect that things gonna change, because the change maker gonna walk up in here with expectation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Press through the fire. Press through the pain. You're going to live to have the testimony. I pray that you've been blessed. Next week going to be a fiery week. I want you to do something for me. I want you to get on next week like never before. I want you to call friends and family and say, listen, we're going to work something out. Because next week we're going to thrust into another realm of God. I'm going to thrust you by the way of the Holy Ghost. You're going to be thrust. I'm going to be on all week next week. We're not going to miss a day. We're going to labor, tarry before the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you, a change is going to happen. We're going to have a revival in our spirits. And until then, my God, Monday evening at 7 p.m., if God permits our own evangelist, you already know she'll fireball, to help engage us into the things of the Lord. In other words, kick the weekend off. We're going to go into the things of the Lord. Call your neighbor, call your friend and say, listen, we're going to get this hope right. We're going to get this thing right. We're going to start expecting again in the name of the Lord. You go and be blessed with your day with expectation. Your hope is not dead. Your hope is alive. God bless you.